You ever find yourself in the middle of a conversation and realized you're just bored? Worse, you see that glazed look in the other person's eyes, and you know they're not exactly hanging on your every word either. I've been there more times than I'd like to admit. Awkward silences, forced small talk, and that nagging feeling that you're not connecting with anyone. But here's the hard truth. If your conversations are boring, it's because you're playing it safe. You're sticking to the script society hands out, the one that says, don't offend, don't challenge, and for God's sake, don't be real. I used to think that being nice and agreeable was the way to keep people interested. I'd smile, nod, and avoid saying anything that might rock the boat. But you know what? That's exactly what made me forgettable. It wasn't until I started embracing discomfort, asking the tough questions, and speaking my mind, even when it made people uncomfortable, that I realized conversations don't have to be boring. They shouldn't be. So if you're tired of being the person others politely tolerate but never remember, stick around. I'm about to share stoic, controversial tips that will make sure you're never boring in conversation again. Ready to break some rules? Let's dive in. 1. Speak with purpose. Don't waste words. How many times have you walked away from a conversation thinking, "What was the point of that?" I used to do it all the time, rambling on about trivial nonsense, filling the air with words just because I was uncomfortable with silence. But here's the kicker. The more you talk without a purpose, the more you dilute your value. Every word you say should have weight. It should matter. Otherwise, you're just contributing to the noise that fills everyone's lives. I had to learn this the hard way. I remember a time when I was at a networking event, trying to make a good impression. I talked a lot, thinking that if I kept the conversation going, people would see me as interesting and engaged. But the more I talked, the more I realized that no one was really listening. My words were like background music, pleasant maybe, but ultimately forgettable. That's when it hit me. I was boring because I wasn't saying anything meaningful. I was just talking to fill the silence. Here's the controversial part. Stop talking just to be polite. Seriously. If you don't have something meaningful to say, don't say anything at all. This goes against everything we're taught, right? Society drills into us that being chatty and sociable is the key to being liked, but that's a lie. In reality, people don't remember the person who talks the most. They remember the one who says something that sticks with them. Think about it. When was the last time someone said something that truly resonated with you? It probably wasn't during some casual small talk about the weather. It was likely during a conversation where every word had intention, where the person speaking wasn't afraid to let their silence do the talking. That's the kind of impact you want to have. So here's my advice. Speak less, but when you do speak, make it count. Don't waste your breath on meaningless chatter. If you're in a conversation and you don't have something purposeful to add, it's better to hold back. This doesn't mean being aloof or uninterested. It means valuing your words and recognizing that when you do speak, people will listen. Your silence will make them lean in, and your words will hit harder because they're not drowned out by a flood of empty sentences. I started applying this mindset, and the change was immediate. Instead of trying to impress people with the quantity of my words, I focused on the quality. I spoke less, listened more, and made sure that when I did contribute, it was something worth hearing. The result? People started paying attention. They valued my input because it was clear I wasn't just talking for the sake of talking. I was speaking with purpose. So, stop being another voice in the crowd. Speak with intention, make your words matter, and watch as your conversations transform from mundane to memorable. It's not about how much you say. It's about saying something that's impossible to ignore. 2. Ask deep questions. Go beyond the surface. Ever catch yourself stuck in a loop of superficial small talk, wondering why the conversation feels so empty. I've been there too, endless chats about the weather, what someone did over the weekend, or how busy they've been at work. It's as if we're all following some unwritten script, afraid to deviate from the safe, shallow waters of polite conversation. But here's the reality. If you stay on the surface, you'll never truly connect with anyone. To have conversations that matter, you need to ask the questions that dig deeper, that challenge, provoke, and sometimes even unsettle. This didn't come naturally to me. I used to stick to the usual topics, thinking that keeping things light was the key to being likable. But I quickly realized that these conversations left me feeling disconnected, as if I'd missed an opportunity to really understand the person in front of me. One day, after yet another mind-numbing exchange, I decided to change my approach. Instead of asking the usual, "How's work?", I tried something different. I asked, "What's been the most challenging thing you've faced this year?" The reaction was immediate. The other person paused, taken aback by the sudden shift in depth. But then, something amazing happened. They opened up. Here's where it gets controversial. Most people avoid deep questions because they're afraid of the answers. They fear making others uncomfortable or exposing something raw. But that's exactly why you should ask them. Superficial questions lead to superficial connections. If you want to stand out, if you want your conversations to be memorable, you have to be willing to break through the veneer of politeness and dig into the substance of a person's thoughts and experiences. I've found that asking deep questions isn't just about getting to know someone better. It's about showing that you care enough to explore what really matters. When you ask someone about their challenges, their fears, or their dreams, you're signaling that you're not interested in just scratching the surface. You want to understand them on a deeper level, and that's where real connections are forged. But be warned, not everyone is ready for this level of conversation, and that's okay. Some people might shy away, uncomfortable with the vulnerability that deep questions require. But those who do engage will appreciate the authenticity and courage it takes to steer the conversation into uncharted territory. They'll remember you not as someone who exchanged pleasantries, but as someone who dared to ask the questions that really matter. So, how do you do it? Start by replacing generic questions with ones that invite deeper reflection. Instead of asking, "How was your weekend?" try, "What's something you learned about yourself recently?" Instead of, "What do you do for work?" ask, "What drives you to do what you do?" These kinds of questions might catch people off guard, but that's the point. You're breaking them out of the autopilot mode most of us operate in during conversations. When you start asking deep questions, you'll notice a shift in how people respond to you. They'll open up, share more meaningful insights, and the conversation will become more engaging and fulfilling for both of you. It's not about prying or being nosy. It's about showing genuine interest in the other person's inner world. I remember a time when I asked someone what their biggest fear was, expecting a simple answer. Instead, they revealed a profound anxiety about failure that they'd never expressed before. It was a turning point in our relationship. From that moment on, our conversations were no longer about trivialities, but about the real, sometimes messy, aspects of life. That's the power of deep questions. In the end, asking deep questions is about breaking free from the mundane and stepping into a space where real connections can be made. It's about being bold enough to steer the conversation towards what truly matters and showing that you're not afraid to go there. So next time you find yourself in a conversation, don't settle for the surface. Dive deep. Ask the questions that make people think, and watch as your interactions become richer, more meaningful, and far from boring. 3. Share your passions, even if they're unpopular. Let's face it, most conversations are bland because people hold back. They stick to safe, neutral topics that everyone can agree on, avoiding anything too personal, too intense, or too unusual. But here's the truth. If you want to be memorable in conversation, you need to stop censoring yourself and start sharing what truly lights you up. I'm talking about your passions, those things that get your heart racing and your eyes shining, even if they're a little out of the ordinary. I used to keep my passions under wraps, especially the ones that I thought were too niche or wouldn't resonate with others. I'd talk about the weather, sports, or whatever generic topic everyone else was discussing. But those conversations never left an impact. They were forgettable, just like the dozens of similar ones everyone else was having. It wasn't until I started sharing what I was genuinely passionate about, even if it wasn't mainstream, that I noticed a change. People started to pay attention, not just because of what I was saying, but because of how I was saying it, with enthusiasm, energy, and authenticity. Here's where it gets controversial. Sharing your passions means being vulnerable, and not everyone will get it. Some might even dismiss or mock what you care about, but that's a risk you have to take. The Stoics taught that it's better to be true to yourself than to seek approval from others. If you dilute your passions to fit in, you're doing a disservice to yourself and the conversation. Passion is contagious, and when you speak about something you love, people can feel it. Even if they don't share your interest, they'll respect your commitment and be drawn to your authenticity. I remember the first time I let my guard down and started talking about one of my less conventional passions, something I'd always kept to myself because I thought others wouldn't understand. To my surprise, instead of being met with blank stares or polite nods, people leaned in. They asked questions, not because they were necessarily interested in the topic itself, but because they were intrigued by how much it meant to me. That's when I realized it's not about whether your passion is popular or universally appealing, it's about how you express it. Passion is what makes you unique in a conversation. It's what sets you apart from the dozens of people who talk about the same old topics, day in and day out. When you share what you're passionate about, you're sharing a part of yourself, and that's what makes the conversation memorable. You might be into something niche, like obscure films, ancient philosophy, or an unusual hobby, but that's exactly what can make you stand out. People crave authenticity, and when they see someone speaking from the heart, it resonates on a deeper level. But here's the key. Don't just share your passions, live them out in your conversations. Talk about why you love what you love, how it makes you feel, and the impact it has on your life. Don't be afraid to get a little animated, to let your excitement show. When you do, you create a space where others feel comfortable sharing their own passions, leading to richer, more engaging discussions. It's a domino effect. Your enthusiasm encourages others to open up, and before you know it, the conversation has shifted from the mundane to something truly dynamic. I once had a conversation with someone who was deeply passionate about a subject I knew nothing about. At first, I wasn't particularly interested, but their enthusiasm was so infectious that I found myself drawn in. By the end of the conversation, I was not only more knowledgeable about the topic, but also inspired to explore it further. That's the power of sharing your passions. It has the potential to spark interest in others, even in the most unexpected ways. However, be prepared for some pushback. Not everyone will appreciate or understand your passions, and that's okay. The Stoic approach is to remain indifferent to the judgments of others. What matters is that you stay true to yourself. When you share your passions unapologetically, you're not just engaging in conversation, you're making a statement about who you are, and that's far more compelling than any safe, generic topic could ever be. So, the next time you're in a conversation, don't hold back. Share what excites you, what drives you, even if it's a little offbeat or unconventional. Speak with conviction, and let your passion shine through. It's not about being liked by everyone, it's about being true to yourself and creating conversations that are as dynamic and interesting as you are. When you do this, you'll find that your conversations are no longer boring or forgettable. They're filled with the kind of energy and authenticity that leaves a lasting impression. 4. Avoid clichés, original thoughts only. You know those conversations that feel like they're stuck on repeat, where you can predict exactly what the other person is going to say before they even open their mouth? That's the deadly effect of clichés. Those overused phrases and ideas that have lost all meaning through endless repetition. If you want to stand out in conversation, the first thing you need to do is ditch the clichés and start thinking and speaking for yourself. I used to rely on clichés without even realizing it. When someone asked how I was, I'd respond with the usual, "I'm fine, just busy." Or when talking about life, I'd throw in, "It is what it is." These phrases felt safe, like conversational crutches that everyone used. But after a while, I noticed something. These clichés weren't just boring, they were deadening the conversation. They added nothing new, nothing personal, nothing that could spark a real connection. It was like speaking on autopilot, and it left me and the people I was talking to feeling empty. Here's where the Stoic approach comes in. The Stoics valued original thought, clarity of expression, and truthfulness. They believed that every conversation was an opportunity to express your true self and connect with others on a deeper level. When you use clichés, you're essentially handing over your voice to the collective noise of society. You're not expressing yourself. You're just parroting what you've heard 1,000 times before. And that's not just boring. It's a missed opportunity to create something meaningful. The controversial truth is that clichés are a lazy way to communicate. They're easy to fall back on because they require no real thought, no effort to articulate your own ideas or feelings. But here's the catch. If you want your conversations to matter, if you want to be memorable, you need to take the harder path. You need to be willing to think critically about what you're saying, to dig deeper into your thoughts and emotions, and to find words that truly reflect your unique perspective. I remember the first time I made a conscious effort to avoid clichés in conversation. It was harder than I expected. I found myself pausing, searching for the right words, and sometimes struggling to articulate exactly what I meant. But something incredible happened. The conversations became more engaging, more alive. The other person could sense that I wasn't just regurgitating a canned response. I was genuinely thinking, feeling, and sharing in that moment. And that made all the difference. When you avoid clichés, you force yourself to be present in the conversation. You can't just coast along on the surface. You have to engage your mind and express what you really mean. This makes your conversations more authentic and compelling because you're not relying on pre-packaged thoughts. You're creating something new in real time, something that can't be easily predicted or dismissed. But avoiding clichés doesn't just make your conversations more interesting, it also makes them more personal. Clichés are generic by nature. They don't reveal anything about who you are. When you strip them away, you're left with your own thoughts, feelings, and ideas, which are far more valuable and engaging. You're no longer just another voice in the crowd. You're an individual with a unique perspective. For example, instead of saying something like, "It is what it is," you could express how you really feel about a situation, even if it's complicated or contradictory. Maybe you're frustrated, but you're also trying to accept it. Maybe you see both the positive and negative sides. By avoiding the cliché, you open up space for a richer, more nuanced conversation. You're not just throwing out a tired phrase, you're inviting the other person into a deeper dialogue. Of course, breaking away from clichés isn't always easy. It requires you to be more thoughtful, more intentional in your speech. You might stumble, hesitate, or find yourself at a loss for words. But that's okay. It's better to pause and think than to fill the silence with empty phrases. And over time, as you practice avoiding clichés, you'll find that your conversations become more vibrant and meaningful. You'll be able to express yourself more clearly and connect with others on a deeper level. So, next time you're tempted to use a cliché, stop yourself. Take a moment to think about what you really want to say, and then find the words that reflect your true thoughts and feelings. It might take more effort, but the rewards are worth it. You'll stand out in conversation, not just because you're different, but because you're real. And in a world full of clichés, that's something truly rare and valuable. 5. Discuss what matters. Don't settle for the superficial. We live in a world that's obsessed with the trivial. From celebrity gossip to the latest social media trends, conversations often get bogged down in things that don't really matter. But here's the harsh reality. If you spend your time discussing what everyone else is talking about, you'll never have a conversation that stands out. To be memorable and impactful in your interactions, you need to steer the conversation toward what truly matters, topics that have substance, depth, and meaning. I used to think that to keep a conversation going, I had to stick to light, easy subjects, the kind of things everyone can chime in on without much thought. I'd talk about the latest movies, the weather, or whatever was trending online, believing that this was the way to stay connected. But after countless conversations that left me feeling empty, I realized that I was wasting my time and everyone else's by focusing on the superficial. The controversial truth is that most people are afraid to discuss what really matters. They're afraid to dive into deeper topics because it requires vulnerability, critical thinking, and sometimes even confrontation. But here's the thing. Those are the conversations that people remember, the ones where you discuss ideas, values, and experiences that have shaped who you are, the ones where you challenge each other, learn from each other, and leave the conversation with something valuable. I remember a turning point in my approach to conversation. I was at a gathering where everyone was making small talk, and I was bored out of my mind. Instead of continuing the same old script, I decided to ask a friend a question that had been on my mind. What do you think is the most important lesson you've learned in the past year? It was a risk. It could have been brushed off or made the conversation awkward. But instead, it led to a deep, meaningful discussion about growth, challenges, and change. Others around us started to join in, and suddenly, the entire mood of the gathering shifted. People were engaged, reflective, and connecting on a level that small talk could never achieve. That's the power of discussing what matters. When you bring up topics that have real significance, whether it's about personal growth, ethical dilemmas, societal issues, or even existential questions, you elevate the conversation. You move it from the realm of the ordinary to the extraordinary, and that's what makes you stand out. But discussing what matters doesn't mean you have to be serious all the time. It's about bringing substance to the conversation, even if the topic is lighthearted. For example, instead of just talking about a new movie you saw, you could discuss the themes it explored, how it made you feel, or what it says about society. By digging deeper, you transform a simple topic into something with more weight and relevance. However, this approach requires courage. Not everyone will be comfortable with it, and some might resist going beyond the surface. But that's where the Stoic mindset comes into play. The Stoics believed in focusing on what's truly important and disregarding the distractions of the trivial. They encouraged deep reflection and meaningful discourse, even if it wasn't always easy or popular. In my experience, when you start discussing what matters, you attract people who are also interested in more meaningful conversations. You might find that the quality of your relationships improves because you're no longer wasting time on superficialities. Instead, you're building connections based on shared values, beliefs, and experiences. These are the conversations that can change your perspective, challenge your assumptions, and help you grow. But how do you bring up these topics without coming across as preachy or too intense? It's all about framing. You don't have to dive into deep topics right away. You can ease into them by asking thoughtful questions or sharing a personal story that leads naturally into a more substantial discussion. The key is to be genuinely interested in what the other person has to say and to create a space where they feel comfortable opening up. For example, instead of just asking someone what they do for work, you could ask what they find most fulfilling about their job or what challenges them the most. This not only gives them the opportunity to share something meaningful, but also shows that you're interested in more than just the surface details. Another way to discuss what matters is to bring up topics that are relevant to both of you. If you know the person well, you can touch on shared experiences, mutual interests, or common challenges. This makes the conversation feel more personal and less like a debate or a lecture. Ultimately, discussing what matters is about prioritizing quality over quantity in your conversations. It's about being selective with your words and focusing on topics that add value to your life and the lives of others. When you do this, you're not just making small talk, you're making an impact. And that's something people will remember long after the conversation has ended. So the next time you find yourself slipping into the comfort of superficial conversation, challenge yourself to go deeper. Ask the tough questions, share your true thoughts, and steer the discussion toward what really matters. It might feel risky at first, but the rewards, a more engaging, fulfilling, and memorable conversation, are worth it. 6. Focus on solutions, not problems. Be the fixer, not the complainer. Conversations often get bogged down in negativity. People love to vent, to air their grievances, and to list out every single thing that's going wrong in their lives. While it might feel good in the moment, constantly focusing on problems can turn any conversation into a black hole of despair, leaving everyone feeling drained. But here's the thing. If you want to be interesting, engaging, and memorable in conversation, you need to shift your focus from the problems to the solutions. Be the person who doesn't just acknowledge the issue, but actively looks for ways to fix it. I used to be someone who, when faced with a problem, would dwell on it endlessly. I'd talk about it with friends, colleagues, anyone who would listen, thinking that by discussing the problem over and over, I was somehow working towards a solution. But more often than not, these conversations would just circle around the issue without ever making progress. They were filled with frustration, blame, and a sense of helplessness. It wasn't until I started consciously shifting my approach, focusing less on the problem itself and more on what could be done about it, that I noticed a change. Not only did the conversations become more productive, but they also became more positive, energizing, and impactful. The controversial truth is that people often bond over shared complaints, but this kind of bonding is superficial and short-lived. It might feel good to have someone agree with your grievances, but it doesn't solve anything. If all you do is complain, you become known as someone who brings negativity into every conversation, a downer, someone who drags the mood down. The Stoics taught that while it's important to acknowledge reality, it's even more important to take control of how we respond to it. This means not just identifying problems, but actively seeking out solutions. When you focus on solutions, you change the entire dynamic of the conversation. Instead of getting stuck in a loop of negativity, you open up the possibility of progress. You become someone who empowers others, who brings optimism and practical thinking to the table. This doesn't mean ignoring problems or pretending everything is fine. It means taking a proactive approach. It's about saying, "Okay, this is the issue. Now what can we do about it? I remember a time when a friend was going through a tough period at work. They would constantly talk about how awful their boss was, how overworked they felt, and how unfair the situation seemed. At first, I would just listen and sympathize, offering the usual platitudes. But after a while, I realized that this wasn't helping them, it was just reinforcing their sense of helplessness. So I decided to take a different approach. The next time they brought up the issue, I asked, "What do you think could make this situation better? Have you thought about what steps you could take to improve things?" At first, they were taken aback, but then something shifted. Instead of focusing on what was wrong, they started thinking about what they could do to change it. The conversation became more constructive, and eventually, they took action that improved their situation. This is the power of focusing on solutions. It not only helps resolve issues, but also shifts the tone of the conversation from one of despair to one of hope and empowerment. People appreciate someone who helps them see a way forward, someone who offers ideas, suggestions, or even just a new perspective on a problem. It's much more rewarding and memorable to be seen as a problem solver than a complainer. But here's the catch. Focusing on solutions requires a mindset shift. It's easy to get caught up in the drama of a problem, to wallow in the unfairness or the difficulty of it all. But this doesn't lead to growth or change. It leads to stagnation. The Stoics believed in focusing on what we can control and letting go of what we can't. When you apply this to conversation, it means directing your energy toward finding actionable steps, no matter how small, to address the issue at hand. For instance, if someone is talking about how stressed they are at work, instead of just agreeing and saying how terrible it is, you could ask, "What's one thing you could do tomorrow to make it a little better?" Or if someone is discussing a personal problem, you could suggest, "Have you thought about trying this approach?" By doing this, you're not dismissing their feelings, you're helping them shift from a mindset of helplessness to one of empowerment. Think about the last conversation that truly stuck with you. Was it filled with clichés and small talk? Probably not. The ones that leave a mark are those that challenge us, inspire us, and make us think differently. If you want to stand out in conversation, you need to break away from the mundane. Speak with purpose, ask deep questions, and share what truly matters. When I started applying these principles, everything changed. Suddenly, I wasn't just talking, I was connecting. Conversations became opportunities for real impact and meaningful connections. But let's be honest, this isn't the easy path. It requires effort, courage, and authenticity. But the rewards, they're worth it. So, what kind of conversationalist do you want to be? Do you want to be forgotten as soon as the conversation ends? Or do you want to be the person who makes a lasting impression? The choice is yours. Every time you speak, you have the chance to be memorable, to make an impact. Don't waste it. Be the conversation everyone remembers. Be the person who brings something meaningful to the table. The world is full of noise, but there's always room for someone with something real to say. Be that person. Be unforgettable.